Okay, I'd like to call this back to order. I'd like to thank you for your indulgence. I, quite frankly, was angry enough that I realized I wasn't really hearing what Ms. Dunham had to say, and I felt like I wanted to make sure I did everyone the courtesy of relaxing and taking a few deep breaths, and so I could pay good attention to all the people who've bothered to come here tonight to make comments. Greg Gilbert is the next speaker.
Mayor, Council, I'm Greg Gilbert. I live at 1612 East Market, which is one house down from Franklin. I actually prefer a fourth. I have two options to discuss. One is an option to just close off Franklin Street completely, so that there's kind of a wall under the bridge so that you can't pass under Franklin Street. That I created about 5:30 one morning about 15 years ago when one of the cement trucks was coming through. And they used to honk their horns for about 10 seconds, and or at least it felt like 10 seconds. Now, I don't think they honk too much at all. So that's one option which hasn't been discussed. The other option is just limiting the size of the truck so that it's smaller. I'm not sure if we'll ever be able to make it one way, which I'd prefer personally, selfishly. I realize there's a lot of businesses that use this, that use Franklin going both ways, and even smaller trucks, which would be certainly easier to handle safety-wise. The other option would be for the city to widen Franklin, widen the tunnel, and take out the telephone poles and take out Chuck Taylor's yard and make a huge thing. But that's not going to happen. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thanks.
Next is Cindy Cartwright.
I live at 1404 East Market, and I have two young children, and like my youngest one, who's one, I'm kind of two-sided about this, because I frankly am fascinated with mixers and dump trucks and all the other big vehicles that go through our neighborhood. And even when Max was little enough, I would put him in the Bjorn, and I'd walk out into our front yard, and I'd clip his fingernails as we'd watch all the trucks drive by. So it's a good distraction. But he's mobile now, and he's really itching to go to the street. And I can certainly keep control on that. But we do walk down East Market all the time, whether we're coming to the downtown mall or we go down to the dam or the park. And it's risky. I'll never forget when I had my four-year-old in one hand and Max, I think, was in a stroller at that point, and a giant truck came by, and he woke up screaming because it was so loud, and it was, frankly, 2 feet from where we were. There's not many sidewalks on East Market, and there are occasional ones, and so we'll try to hit those, and we walk through our neighbors' yards all the time. But it's a little scary. And I looked up some information about mixers in particular, just because that's what we see the most. And a man named Greg Hoyt, who's a concrete mixer driver in Nevada, wrote, "A cement mixer is unwieldy. The center of gravity is too high. The load is semi-liquid and always revolving. Stopping suddenly or taking a corner too fast can topple the whole rig. The momentum of 36 tons just keeps coming." So, and then I have a picture. So this is kind of what, you know, a person looks like compared to at least a mixer coming down East Market Street. So I just like some traffic to be restricted, so it's a little safer.
Okay. Carl Ackerman.
Good evening. I'm Carl Ackerman. I live at 1611 East Market Street in the Woolen Mills. I come before council tonight to request that you close Franklin to through truck traffic and make the street one way south. The truck traffic problem on Franklin has worsened considerably in the 15 years I've lived in the Woolen Mills and will only continue to get worse if these changes aren't made now. I've taken a look at the consultant memo to city officials that purports to describe the problem and make recommendations. Frankly, I'm shocked by a number of points in the memo, and most especially by the tone of the piece, which makes our concerns sound, dismisses some of our concerns and gives away the conclusion, keep talking, no immediate change is necessary, long before the memo concludes. I'd like to address a number of specific issues. Number one, it describes one of our the two main concerns as speeding along Franklin Street. I hadn't heard that before. That's not the critical issue, though. We do have